Imagine a sick child that is taken to hospital by a parent, bringing along an older sibling. The child is admitted, but the older child has a fear of hospitals and doesn't want to stay overnight. So the parent phones around and a friend offers to look after them for the night. Now imagine a second parent in the same situation. But this time, they are over-independent and request a mattress so they can all sleep at the hospital, rather than phoning friends to ask for help. As we grow up, we move from the dependency of infancy to the relative independence of adulthood, and a steady progression along this path typically ends with a healthy mix of self-sufficiency and independence. Over-independence tends to come from the perception of abandonment at a young age, where the element of need for others is relatively suppressed. For example, on the rare occasion where a young child may be removed from a loving home and sent to live with unfamiliar relatives, or perhaps a less extreme example of a child moving house with their parents, but leaving behind the familiarity and safety of their bedroom. Those that are overly self-sufficient grow up with a subconscious anxiety that they may not survive if they are left alone, so they force themselves to learn to do so. As they move into adulthood, they engage less with the usual ebb and flow of aloneness and togetherness that is the normal pattern of life. While self-sufficiency is more balanced, this ability to function autonomously is still there, but is also offset by the ability to return and attach. The self-sufficient brain manifests itself as an interesting mix in day-to-day life. For example, the ability to work with a degree of autonomy may carry appeal for a prospective employee, but this can tip into an inability to accept help when it is offered, and even when it is most needed. In family life, they may be loyal, but at the same time are not really bothered by saying, "I've had enough of this now, I'm off," which can generate a degree of internal conflict and tends to be managed and justified by a walk-in, walk-out cycle. So the overly self-sufficient will walk out and do something that suits them. Then their loyalty will kick in and they will come back and participate in some family or relationship-based activity. After a while, that will be too much for them, so they will walk off again to do something entirely self-related. The idea of self-sufficiency and independence can appear highly appealing, particularly for the young. They can travel freely and do interesting things, managing without anyone's help, unable to see why others are flawed by what they consider to be irrelevancies. But as we become older, this expression of independence can start to soften, bringing with it the opportunity for companionship and attachment. But it may also, on occasion, contribute to feelings of vulnerability or neediness if we are faced with emotional challenges at the same time as our self-sufficiency is diminishing.